Diamondbacks and Royals wrapping up the 2017 campaign at Kauffman Stadium. Perhaps the final game ever for a quartet of pending free agent Royals. One of those free agents to be is Eric Hosmer, with a dramatic moment here in the first.
A single in the fourth inning last night. Now the 0-2 pitch. And a slicer down the left field line toward the corner. It is a home run. Eric Hosmer. One pitch is hit in the air to left center. The wind will push it. Alex Gordon going to the wall, and it hits the top of the fence and goes on over. So Iannetta, and he got help from the wind. He negates the home run hit by Eric Hosmer to tie the game at 1-1. And for Iannetta, home run number 17. Royals infield playing for two. Vargas' curveball is grounded into right field for a hit. That's just not Jason Vargas' day. So Blanco scores. Till tomorrow, Vargas singles to right. Left-handed batter at the plate with runners first and second. And he hits a high drive into deep right. Bonifacio going to the warning track and gone. Hazel Breaker. So Jason's quest for win number 19 is going to fall short.
And now we're going to get a substitution. Looks like Lorenzo Cain's going to leave. All four are going to come out at one time here. Hosmer, Moustakas, Escobar, and Cain will all leave at the same time for Ned Yost. And the fans will get to their feet here in Kansas City. And we'll let you listen in. All the players are hugging and high-fiving the guys who are replacing them. Maybe their last time on the diamond here in Kansas City as a member of the Royals. And Lorenzo Cain hugging his fellow outfielders as he departs. And they will all, I'm sure, walk off the field together.
The D-backs cruise into the postseason. They beat the Royals 14-2 in the season finale. Arizona has now won each of Robbie Ray's last eight starts, despite Ray only lasting 1 2/3 innings. Good game for a couple of reserves. Edomaro Vargas and Jeremy Hazelbaker, each coming off the bench, driving in seven combined runs. Here's Royals skipper Ned Yost after Sunday's loss.
The crowd was so special, I think, today, you know, not only for our players, but you know, for our crowd to be able to come out and celebrate, you know, a wonderful run here with these guys. And, you know, Moose said, Haas, that's what you're what legends are made of right there, to have take an ovation like that and then soak it in and go ahead and hit a home run.
Vargy, just thoughts on his work today.
Yeah, no, he was great in the first four innings and started to labor a little bit there. And we tied it up and it's like, okay, let's just see if we can get him through the fifth inning. You know, give him a chance to score in that fifth, you know, to give him that major league leading 19th win. And, you know, he just kind of ran out of gas.
When did you decide that you were going to remove all four at the same time? What brought you to that?
2 weeks ago.
What went into that?
Just tried to do something special. I mean, I wasn't really planning on doing individuals last night, but we had such a great crowd that it was, you know, in my mind that they've got, you know, why wait till Sunday to do it? Let's kind of do it individually. Last night, you know, one at a time, everybody can, you know, get off and take an ovation. And then today my plan was to, you know, bring them all off at the same time as a group.
When Lorenzo went over two, did that speed up that process at all?
Not really. I mean, a little bit, maybe an inning. You know, I didn't know if we were going to, you know, run through the batting order and I'd have to take him out at that point. So, you know, I think at that point we were down four anyway. So, you know, let's see what the young kids could do and just make sure that we got everybody out and everybody, you know, our fans had a chance to celebrate it and acknowledge the great careers that they've had here and, keep everybody's goals intact, too.
It was an eventful regular season finale for Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, and Alcides Escobar, who are all free agents to be. All four have been part of the Royals' run over the last few years, and all four spoke at the podium after Sunday's season finale.
Going through this day, and we've been through a lot as a group, and to go out there and receive the ovation that we got from the fans, it's just it meant they appreciated what we did, and we appreciated their support with us, and that's all we did is just try and go out there each and every day and play hard.
Bill.
For each one of you, please, could you talk about a personal highlight and a team highlight?
Start with Moose.
Yeah, I guess the personal highlight would be, breaking the home run record for me. But none of that compares to what we did as a team and win a World Series. And I think down the line, all of us are going to say the exact same thing, that winning a World Series is the most important thing that we did while we were Kansas City Royals. That team we had, that bond we had, it's something special. And, from here on out, we're always going to be considered world champions. And I think that's what all of us are the most proud of, other than the friendships and bonds we've made with each other in the city. Winning a world championship is definitely by far my proudest moment in this uniform.
Awesome. I think what we've all learned from the situation is when you have success as a team and you put all your effort and goals into winning and try not to make it individual, it usually translates to a lot of individual accolades happening. After we made the first World Series, the next year we had six or seven guys on the All-Star team. The next year it was four Gold Gloves and Silver Sluggers and all that stuff. So I think it's just really unique, and it's such an awesome situation on how we went from, achieving and accomplishing what we did as a team, and then, the individual stuff started to take notice after all that stuff was accomplished.
Eski, you're up.
For me, the most important in here, like Mood say, when the world champion, that's every player in the major league, they want to be for one point. The point is, I be a world champion, and this team, we played together for like 7 years. And when I'm coming here, I say got a new team, new faces. I've been in Milwaukee for a year and a half. I played with Lorenzo Cain Low Way in 2005, like 2 years ago. I know it's my brother in here, and I'm happy to be a part of the Kansas City Royals.
Yes, you have to talk.
The 6 years here have been amazing. Like I said, just getting a chance to play with these guys and going to back-to-back World Series and, coming back the next year and winning one, it was definitely tough. But we found a way to get it done, and it just shows the character and the fight in these group of guys. And like I said, I'll fight with these guys any day. And, just personally for me, my main goal this year was to make sure I stayed on the field as much as possible. And I did everything possible to make sure I was healthy, and I was out there grinding it out with the boys. So it was a lot of fun this year. Like I said, I couldn't ask for a better year from these guys.
And you're going to finish the year a 300 hitter. Congrats.
I'll take that too.
Todd?
Eric and Mike, especially on this, you guys were the first couple of first-round picks for Dayton, and it was down to 10 minutes before when you decided to sign. The Royals weren't what the Royals are now when you were drafted. What was that like when you first, got drafted? You're like, this is the Royals. They lost 100 games or whatever. And just talk about what Dayton told you about what this could be with young players like you coming through the system.
I don't think as a kid I thought about, how the Royals were as a team. I just knew that they gave me an opportunity to come play Major League Baseball. They drafted me and Haas, and they gave me an opportunity to live my dream. And for that, I'm always going to be thankful to Dayton. But he said that we're going to be the group that turns this thing around, and he believed in it since day one, drafting me, drafting him, trading for those two guys, making all the right moves that we needed to make to get to where we wanted to be. you know, he said it was going to take some time, and it did. I mean, you guys saw what happened. You know, we struggled for a while there early, and then we hit our stride pretty good, and you know, got some big key pieces along the way, and it was just you know, it all worked out the way it was supposed to work out, you know. And again, I couldn't be more proud to share that field with these guys. You know, those are memories I'm going to have for the rest of my life, is every day I got to run out on that field wearing this uniform, playing with these boys right here.
The Royals will look towards 2018.